Podcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, this is your New Constructs Weekly Market Update. Visit us at newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor, and market veteran, David Trainer.
Does it seem like the rules are constantly changing with respect to the Fed? We get one of the best job reports that we've had in a long time after a string of very strong positive job reports. A lot of economists are saying 2014 is the best performance in terms of job growth that we've seen since 1999, one of our peak years of the last, of the last 20 years. And so why can the Fed still stand around and say, oh, we don't need to raise rates? You know, we've got GDP at what, 4 or 5%, and growth as far as the economy is going, looking very stable and consistent. We got jobs growth very, very strong. We got unemployment really low, and yet we've got zero interest rate policy effectively still in place. What gives? This doesn't make any sense. Never, you know, in the history of the last 30, 40 years have we seen such long and sustained zero interest rate policy in the face of such strong job and overall economic growth. To say the rules are changing is an understatement. It feels like with respect to the Fed and what drives what they're doing, it's changing all the time. And the truth of the matter is it is changing because the world's changing. And when it comes to macro policy and what's going to drive the overall market, you know, it's sort of a moving target. There isn't one perfect model really to predict these things. You know, that's why people who invest in currencies have not, they pay no attention to fundamentals. It's an entirely technical exercise. So my point is, if you want to be an investor, an equity investor in this kind of a macro environment, you got to focus on what matters most over the long term. The day-to-day, the macro, the jobs, the interest rates, inflation, these things and what drives them, it's impossible even for the experts to predict. The one thing you can do as an investor is to make sure that you protect your retirement, to protect your clients as an advisor, to make sure you're doing the smart thing, to make sure you're putting yourself in position for the right risk reward, is to own stocks that have strong cash flows and relatively cheap valuations, what we call attractive and very attractive. There's no shortcut. There's no other substitute for that kind of approach. The key to this approach, because it sounds simple, obviously, the key to this approach is to make sure you've got a real good measure, a real true measure of profitability and evaluation. There are a lot of shortcuts out there that make that information seem simple. They know that a lot of people over the years have focused on profitability and valuation. You know, let's face it, the biggest part of the year every year on CNBC is earnings season. We've got one coming up, and we know we'll be talking about earnings a ton. But let me caution you, reported earnings and what they talk about on TV are not the real cash flows. That's too easy, right? That's the shiny exterior on the used car that the used car salesman is pushing to you. You can't trust that. If investing were that easy, everyone would be millionaires. We know that's not the case. The fact of the matter is you've got to do real work to get to real cash flows, to get to real earnings. It's a difficult job. They make it difficult because they don't want everyone to know the answers. The big Wall Street insiders would rather keep that to themselves so they can make more money than you while you spuriously spend money buying and selling depending on what you see on TV or what the markets do on a day-to-day basis. That kind of churn is what lines their pockets. That's why all the online trading firms and truthfully the brokerage, the overall wirehouse brokerage model originally was based on transactions. You know, shoot, I still know people that get calls from brokers on the phone, unsolicited, buy this stock, buy that stock, right? They just want activity. They make money on the trades. They don't make as much money as they did. But they still make money on the volume coming and going. That's why they push markets all around. That's why they don't really want to make it clear what exactly is going to drive markets up and down. That's why you get five different economists with five different opinions. That's why part of why CNBC likes to have multiple opinions on their show. Right? They're making money on the activity. Overall, they want the markets to go up, so you'll see a lot of support for that too, because trading activity tends to go way down when markets are doing poorly. Anyway, how to make sense of all this Fed stuff? There's not really a good way to make sense of it. You know, the one thing I think of cogent data that comes out of what's going on is comments and
the fact that long-term and short-term interest rates are still so low. That's the bond market, the big bond market, telling us what it thinks about long-term growth prospects, and it says that they're low. And that's why I think sometimes people tend to look at some of these job growth numbers and unemployment numbers with a little bit of criticism. They're not exactly sure that those numbers are quite as low as they seem to be. They are what I believe the Fed and the administration want to see, which is, you know, things that encourage people to continue to be positive and can continue to spend. And that's good, because if everyone goes into hibernation when it comes to spending, then we're all in trouble. So I think that we're not out of the woods. I think that zero interest rate policy is potentially going to have some long-term negative implications. In many ways, frankly, it has to. As I mentioned in my last podcast, if you keep low rates low for that long, capital underachieves its potential and growth is lost. And so what I say to you as investors, invest in companies that are achieving their return potentials. Invest in companies with high returns on invested capital. If you want to check out my video, my tutorial on why return on invested capital is the most important metric, it's the cash on cash returns, right? And companies that don't care about how low interest rates are, just focus on being profitable, that's where you're going to want to be. No matter what interest rate policy is, no matter what the macro outlook is, if you're going to be in stocks and you want to be in stocks for the long term, even the medium term, be in those stocks with good cash flows. That's the safest, smartest thing to do. Advise your clients to be in stocks that have high returns on invested capital, good, strong cash flows. Most importantly, make sure you're measuring those cash flows accurately. Make sure that return on invested capital is a true number, because most of them are not. You got to do your homework, because it's a tough job. Making money in this market is not as easy as it used to be. And if it were that easy, everyone would be doing it. And the only way to be successful in tough, competitive forums, tough competitive markets, you just got to work harder than the next guy. There's no substitute. You see it all over the place. The most talented athletes in the world are not the ones that are the most successful. The most talented athletes that work the hardest are the ones that are most successful. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, these folks are known more or as much for their work ethic as they are for their performance. Same as what it's going to take for be a good investor. Warren Buffett, tireless worker, tireless study of the markets. The top money managers, they work their tails off. Even the ones that aren't that successful, the professionals, I've been on Wall Street, I've seen these guys and these ladies and gentlemen, they pull 40, 50, 60, 70 hour weeks all the time. That's what it takes to keep up. So, you know, those of you who do this and you as part-time, you know, those of you who are trading for your own account, advisors that don't have time to study the market all the time because you got other things to do, like talk to clients, which is more important. Keep in mind what your competition is. People working 70 hours a week with budgets worth millions of dollars to spend on research. That's what they have at their disposal, and that's what they're using to make investment decisions. You need to make sure you're getting at least high quality research to ensure that you're not going to get blown up by what you don't know. You don't have time to read a 200-page annual report? Find someone who does, and who'll tell you what's in it to make sure you're protected. Thanks, and have a great weekend.